When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Ronaldinho takes, and David Seaman's cut off his line, and Brazil take the lead. Oh, how about that? Shaqiri, here is Shaqiri. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is!
Is Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup.
Presented by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist, NRG, and Quanta.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in to Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup. Brought to you by Houston Methodist, Coca-Cola Southwest, Energy, Quanta, Visit Sugarland, and Aramco. And we welcome you in tonight, your host Glenn Davis here. This is your source for all things World Cup and all things World Cup here in Houston. So we've got an interesting show here tonight. From Team Houston, Jan-Luc Blackborn will join me here tonight. He is, without a doubt, he is a fan of the Netherlands. But he's got a lot of tremendous data. Team Houston has been doing a lot of organic events around Houston as we all continue to create awareness for World Cup 2026 coming to Houston. And I repeat this every show, but 7 games will be held here. It is going to be at Energy Stadium, 5 group stage games, and then 2 knockout stage games. World Cup 2026, December 5th will be the draw. We'll find out who will be coming to Houston. The opening game of the World Cup is June 11th in Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. This is the first World Cup ever with 48 teams, the first World Cup ever hosted by 3 nations, the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. You will remember back in 2002, Korea and Japan hosted. 16 cities across North America, 12 groups, 4 teams. By the way, we are one of those cities, Houston, Texas. 104 total matches, and this is going to be something special. 500,000, I think a lot more, will come to Houston, and they will get to realize what our city's about, and they will come here. Some will party 24-7 down in Edo at the festival. Others will want to learn about the city and go to parks and restaurants and stores, and people are going to buy cowboy boots and hats. You know what's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of business done. But most importantly, there will be World Cup matches in Houston that I think indelibly will be etched in the minds of many of our locals here, and they'll carry that forward in the future as this being the defining World Cup in their life. For me, it was 1974, the one in Germany, and for others, it's different years. A lot of people say 94. It's all based on the age bracket you kind of fit in. But this is really going to be something that is a great platform, again, for the the game overall in the United States, but certainly even right down to the local impact it can have. FWC26Houston.com, merchandise, info, tickets. That's where the website locally here, FWC26Houston.com. Also, hit me up on Twitter and Instagram, at GlenDavisSoc, at Soccer Matters GD, YouTube, Soccer Matters, Facebook, Soccer Matters. That's where you can get a lot of information. And don't forget, every Tuesday, it's Soccer Matters. Last night, we had a good show. We dissected the press conference of the Houston Dynamo owner, Ted Siegel, and Tim Howard. And we also had a lot of talk in around the World Cup as well. Now, tonight, we'll talk some U.S. men's national team. We'll talk Mexico as well. I want to remind you, Senate Avenue Brewing, December 1st. We will have a live show out there, Senate Avenue Brewing. And then we've got coming up next Monday. It's Monday Night Football. It'll be at the Post down on Washington. This movie is called Golay. Battiri and myself will host this. This is about the 1982 World Cup, and that was a very distinctive one. There was a great Brazilian team in that. Italy would ultimately win it, but that'll be an event to come to. We're going to have T-shirts and giveaways and food and all kinds of other things down there. So plan on Monday Night Football at the Post. You can go to Evite for information on that. Okay, so let's start off with some U.S. men's national team talk here. New roster got put out by Mauricio Pochettino. Now, the U.S. has two upcoming matches that are good ones, and we want the U.S. to do well in this World Cup for the overall benefit of the sport and because we're passionate soccer fans here in the U.S. as well. So Paraguay and Uruguay are the upcoming matches for the U.S., and they'll play Uruguay on November 18th in Tampa, and then they got the Paraguay match, which will be this Saturday at 3:30 Central Time. So this roster from Mauricio Pochettino, you know, it leads to a lot of discussion every time because I think people in a perfect world want to see the full national team together, which it's not possible. It may not even be possible in the World Cup. The roster that you think is the best based on injury form, who makes the team, who doesn't. So this always brings up a lot of fiery discussion. So a couple of players got recalled. Ricardo Pepi, Austin Trusty gets into the mix as a defender due to some injury, especially one to Cameron Carter-Vickers. So he gets into the fold. And then there's the return of Joe Scally, who for quite some time was the right back on this team. So that's an interesting one. He's at Borussia Mönchengladbach. They're not having a great season, but he's been playing there. And then the one that I think is a big question mark to a lot of people is Gio Reyna, who really hasn't produced much. We know him as a skilled and talented player. He seems to get a longer grace period maybe than most. But Gio Reyna has been recalled. So it's going to be really interesting to see if Reyna and Scally get legitimate minutes, maybe even start for Pochettino come the Paraguay game on Saturday. Goalkeepers, Roman Celentano, Matt Friis, Jonathan Klinsmann, Patrick Schulte. The starter at the last World Cup was Matt Turner. Matt Turner is now at the New England Revolution. He's going to get a new head coach in Marko Mitrovic. But it looks like right now, Matt Friis, based on call-ups and playing for the national team consistently, he is the man that right now is the incumbent for the moment in goal for the manager, Mauricio Pochettino. Defenders, Max Arfston, Serginho Dest, Alex Freeman, Mark McKenzie, Tim Ream, Miles Robinson, Joe Scally, John Tulkin, and Austin Trusty, who gets the call-up from Celtic. I think we all know where we are here with this. If the continuation of a three-back system is going to be what's going to happen in the World Cup, then Serginho Dest and Anthony Robinson, and Anthony Robinson's health is going to be huge. He's not in this camp as well. I mean, he's one of the best laterals or outside backs, box-to-box in England. So we were on an injury watch with him. Dest is coming back from injury. He's at PSV. Alex Freeman has been getting some time at right back. And then the three center backs, you know, in the World Cup, the question mark, will it include Tim Ream? If it does include Tim Ream, I would think you have to keep him in the middle of two very athletic defenders, one being Chris Richards, and then the other one is going to be to be determined, TBD, I think. So there's where you are at the back. Now, if Ream doesn't make it, and he's not somebody you want an open field to get isolated at this stage of his career. He's got to keep the game in front of him. He's had an exceptional career, by the way. He's at Charlotte now. He was at Fulham. Tim Ream's had an exceptional career. But the shelf life in 4 months, the physical attributes can change in 4 or 5 months, 6 months. That's a possibility. Midfield, Tyler Adams. He was dropped due to injury at Bournemouth. He seems to be a starter to me. Sebastian Berhalter seems to be in favor with the head coach as a backup. Aiden Morris is at Middlesbrough. Christian Roldan in Seattle seems to be in favor with Mauricio Pochettino. Tanner Tessman brings a physical edge from Lyon in France. And then Sean Zawatski of the Crew has been dropped as well. So you don't have Christian Pulisic in this team. You don't have Tim Weah, who's got a thigh issue at Marseille. Cameron Carter-Vickers did an Achilles. That's a rough one for him. Weston McKennie, Mauricio Pochettino came out and said, listen, I want him to stay at Juventus. I want him to make good with a new coach there, Luciano Spalletti, who seems to have been around the Serie A forever of Juventus. So McKennie's there. So there's reasons behind why certain people aren't here. Now, you can have a differing take on those things, whether we should be making nice with coaches or not, but Mauricio Pochettino can simply say to you, I already know what I have with them. So this is great for the U.S. These are two teams that have qualified for the World Cup, Paraguay and Uruguay, and excited to see these matches here and see who potentially makes their inclusion in a national team maybe a little bit more precise and brings their stock up a little bit. This whole roster watch, you know, it goes over a long time period, right? And so when somebody says, you know, in the Gold Cup, well, he's made the roster, you know, I don't know. I mean, lots can happen between now and a World Cup, right? But that was a Gold Cup, I think, that in the absence of Pulisic, others stepped up, like Malik Tillman, Max Arfston. Other people got an opportunity to shine and state their case. Now, whether they make the final team or not, we'll know. I think Tillman's going to make it, and I have a feeling Arfston's going to make it, especially if the move is to go to a three-back system. I think he's good going forward, and you're going to need cover for Anthony Robinson, depending on his health. All right, Mexico and Javier Aguirre. They're going to play Uruguay in Torreon, Mexico, and then they're going to play Paraguay in, believe it or not, the San Antonio Alamo Dome on the 18th. If you want to catch a little Mexico, you go down to the Alamo Dome on the 18th of this month. Memo Ochoa, he is going to go to the World Cup, okay? I think Luis Malagón is the number one, but he's going to go to the World Cup, Ochoa. He's on the roster. Gilberto Moro is the young teen who said something about winning the World Cup with Mexico in this World Cup since they're a host nation. Orbelin Pineda gets a call-up from AEK Athens. Raul Jimenez, Santiago Jimenez, Fulham, and Milan, respectively, on this team. Big question, I think, right now for Javier Aguirre, who's the right back. Rodrigo Huescas got injured. Who's going to win that job? Ability to handle the pressure is always something I think Mexico in recent times is struggling with. They are the host nation. They are one of the most historic countries when it comes to hosting World Cups, having done it twice in 1970 and 1986. But do they have the mental backbone? Do they have the mental strength? They got dismantled by Colombia 4-0. Everything has been questioned from Aguirre, the tactics. But the other underlying issues that always come up with Mexico is player development, just like us in the U.S., player development, and then the management of the Mexican Federation. And the word corruption kind of creeps in all the time. You know, why does this coach get the job? Why does this player make the team? All of that kind of thing is always an issue around Mexico. So it'll be fascinating. And by the way, we have player development issues in this country because of the wide expanse, the amount of money that goes into it. So you think about the amount of money that's going into soccer in this country, and we don't produce more Christian Pulisics a little bit more consistently. That's a pretty resonating question. Why do we not produce more attacking players in the United States like Christian Pulisic or a Landon Donovan per se, with all the money that's thrown at the sport? It's kind of interesting. All right, match day 5 and 6 is coming up. World Cup qualifying this week, starting this Thursday, tomorrow. UEFA CONCACAF, the CAF, which is the African Confederation, still going. Italy's got a big one with Moldova and Norway. The Netherlands will play Poland and Lithuania. The Netherlands in real, real good shape in their group, which is Group A. England has already gone through. This is a young, talented England. You're going to hear a lot about England and the potential of winning the World Cup, like always. But nobody's going to turn away from England. There's a lot of young talent and athleticism on that team. You've got an incredibly humble, seasoned striker in Harry Kane leading the way, who's also a guy that can pull center backs out by coming back to the ball in midfield, so he can push and pull in either direction. You got Group C with Germany. Nobody ever counts the Germans out. Group D with France in the pole position. Group E with Spain. Group F with Portugal. Cristiano Ronaldo is going to go to another World Cup. Spain's got to be one of the favorites, by the way, out of Group B. Group G, Sweden is in the pole position. And Group I, I do like this with Norway, because that would mean Erling Haaland goes to a World Cup. So you're going to see a lot of these teams book their places in the next coming two games, and then we'll get closer and closer to the December 5th draw. And I got some exciting news about the draw. Going to do something special around the draw, so stay tuned for that. CONCACAF, you got three groups. Group A right now, Honduras is heading that up. Group B is headed up by Curaçao and Dick Advocaat. And Group C, Costa Rica and Miguel Herrera, the head coach. Could Miguel Herrera ever been a guy that you would have wanted to bring to Houston as a head coach? Just something to contemplate. That just came out of my head here after all the Dynamo talk last night. But Miguel Herrera is in charge now of the Ticos of Costa Rica. In Africa, Group A is headed up by Egypt. Group B, Senegal. C, South Africa. D, Cape Verde has qualified. South Africa has qualified. Morocco has qualified, I'm pretty sure. Heads up Group E. I would say they're one of the favorites to win the World Cup, Morocco. Completely defined system. Come off an amazing World Cup in Qatar. Ivory Coast, Group F, I mentioned, Group G, Algeria, Group H, Tunisia, and I, the Black Stars of Ghana, who've got a tremendous history with our U.S. men's national team. Still alive, and I'm hoping the Super Eagles of Nigeria make it. We have a wonderful Nigerian community here in Houston, Texas. They are passionate about soccer. We've never really tapped into that vein when it comes to the MLS product, but when they've played in Energy Stadium, fans have come out. So still alive in Africa is Nigeria, Cameroon, Congo, and Gabon. So they are still alive. So right now, and I'm probably missing a few, here's who is already in the World Cup. From the Asian Confederation, it's Japan, Iran, Uzbekistan, Jordan, South Korea, Australia, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. In South America, CONMEBOL, these teams have qualified. Argentina, Brazil, Ecuador, Uruguay, and Paraguay. I believe Bolivia is in a playoff. And then from Africa, like I mentioned, Morocco, Tunisia, Egypt, Algeria, Ghana already through. Cape Verde through. It'll be a debut for them. They are off the west coast of Africa. They're basically an island. We'll get into more of that eventually with a little bit of geography. Ivory Coast, Senegal, South Africa as well. UEFA, it's only England, but that's going to quickly turn to a lot of teams qualifying here after the next two match days. Oceania, which is OFC, New Zealand is in. New Zealand pretty much gets to every World Cup because of competition. So there's still spots to be decided in this World Cup, and it's going to be something really, really exciting for us here in Houston, Texas. A couple of things before we head to break here. By the way, I think Chucky Lozano will make that Mexican national team as well. A reminder, the draw is on December 5th. We've got some great events coming up next Monday night. It's Monday Night Football at the Post. Everybody knows the Post. It used to be the post office here. That is a really cool spot down there. There's an amazing food court. You go up on the roof. There's just a lot of really cool activities go on down there. The Post. We got Monday Night Football coming up next Monday. I'll see you down there. I've got t-shirts to give away. Batiri's going to be there as well, the artist. He's always got giveaways. It's going to be a really cool venue. I hope you all come out. And we are going to watch the film Gole, the 1982 World Cup. 82 World Cup was significant in a lot of ways. And I'll be putting some more stuff out about that. But this was kind of a big World Cup for Italy. There was an epic quarterfinal between Italy and Brazil. And some say that was one of the greatest Brazil teams to never win it. FWC26Houston.com. You can get your Houston World Cup merchandise there right now. Ticket information, volunteer information. You can hit me up, Glenn Davis Sock, and at Soccer Matters GD on Twitter and Instagram. YouTube and Facebook, Soccer Matters. All right, let's take a break before we go to break here. Big shout out to our presenting sponsors. It is Houston Methodist, Coca-Cola Southwest, Quanta Energy, Visit Sugarland, and Aramco. Let's take a break. We got more to come. It's Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup, and I'm Glenn Davis.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're listening to Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup.
Presented by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist, NRG, and Quanta.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Destination 2026, presented by, well, all the great ones. Houston Methodist, Coca-Cola Southwest, Energy, Quanta, Aramco, we thank you, and also Visit Sugarland. Okay, again, December 5th, the draw. That's when we're going to find out who's coming here to Houston, Texas. July 11th, the World Cup will open up. The curtain raises at the legendary Azteca Stadium. And we got a couple events coming up that you will not want to miss. My next guest will be at this one. Monday Night Football at the Post on the 17th. It's all about the 1982 World Cup. Monday Night Football, 1982.eventbrite.com. Batiri, myself, will host. Jan-Luc Blackburn will be there as well, and he joins us now. Jan-Luc, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Just back from a little mission in the woodlands. So,
you are spreading great awareness. Jan-Luc heads up Team Houston. For information on Team Houston, you go to team-houston.com. All right, Team Houston, uniting commerce, creative communities together, just speak to us and my audience and give us a Cliff Notes version of what Team Houston is.
So what we're trying to do is basically get the business and creative communities aware of the sport of soccer and what kind of potential it brings for their businesses or creative activities. And that, of course, the highlight in all of that is going to be the World Cup. But we are first and foremost pointing out the longer term trajectory and what you can do as a business to be involved with the sport and how you can support the sport and do business around the sport. And there was not enough of that going on when we started a little over a year ago, and maybe still not enough going on because we're going out there every day to spread the word on these opportunities.
Hey, Jean-Luc Blackburn, Team Houston is the venture and doing great, great work. And I like this because it grew organically. You and I met early, and now where I see where it is and where you are and how we're all trying, me through my radio show, Battiri through art, we're all trying to do a lot of things creatively. But let's go back to the awareness piece because, you know, I've asked a lot of people there, the awareness side of the World Cup being here next summer, I think it's about a 5.5 out of 10.
Well, depending on the day that you would ask me, I would rate it even lower, right? I mean, it's like for somebody that comes from a continent, right, where soccer is the name of the game, comes from a country that hopes to win the World Cup again, well, not again, for once, it's just striking how the biggest sporting event ever on planet Earth is not getting more attention, right? And it needs a little pushed attention because the U.S. is not yet a soccer country. But if we're investing in our city and in other cities these inordinate amounts of money to get people here, to get the tournament here, then it is striking how little, I mean, people, the awareness is growing, but it is, I think, far under on what it should be.
Now, you mentioned you know, and I know you've done this in some presentations where I've been there with you and I've listened to you. I know we've spoken about the fact that, the World Cup's here this summer, but soccer's here every day of the week. Huge in Houston. 2 million people love the game. They're fans here. There's affiliated leagues, unaffiliated leagues, youth leagues, adult leagues. We got two pro teams here. We've got college teams. By the way, we got Houston Christian made it into the NCAA women's tournament. So congratulations to Houston Christian for getting in. But there is soccer here on a daily basis. The World Cup can be the detonator for bringing in more unique people to the sport. But you've made the point very clear that, hey, soccer's here.
Soccer is here every day, and obviously, I mean, what a wonderful world we live in, right? I mean, if you love soccer and if you understand soccer, you can enjoy it every day. It's being streamed everywhere. It's being replayed everywhere. It's being physically played everywhere at all these different levels, right? And if you look then at the projections of the sport is going to grow because it's popular with Gen Z. It's popular with the Latino community. It's popular with women. So this is the sport that is going to grow the fastest of anybody else, any other sport. And so if I'm a business and I'm looking for opportunities of growth, I mean, soccer is the sport. And if you take that as the fundament, put on top of that the World Cup, you have the perfect combination here in Houston where we have, as you say, right, already 2 million soccer fans. And yes, they're not all the same. There's quite a variety, but you have a big base that is totally not aware to the city, right? As you and I have talked about recently, right? It's underreported, it's undervisible, but it's 2 million people who love this sport. And if you take the growth projections on top of that, what everybody says is going to happen to soccer, we're going to go to 3 million. That's a big number of people that are sitting here every day in our backyard. And that's what the focus also is of our message. Yes, it's very important to be prepared for the World Cup. But if you prepare well for the World Cup, you are going to serve a wonderful audience of soccer-loving people here in the greater Houston area.
He's Jean-Luc Blackburn. He's joining us here tonight. We really appreciate him coming on the show. Just a quick reminder here, FWC26Houston.com. That is where you can get merchandise for the World Cup here, designed for Houston. You can also learn about volunteerism, tickets, all the things over there that you would want. Also, remember to hit us up at Twitter, at Glenn Davis Soc, at Soccer Matters GD, and also on Instagram. Okay, as we continue on here, the importance of the media now. Now, my hope is, and our media does not necessarily cover the soccer, the sport of soccer, the best here. That has always been something I've really questioned because of the aforementioned participants you just told me, who would be avid readers, avid on social media, listeners, viewers, et cetera, et cetera. I think what we'll see, and I don't know what you think, Gianluca, I think we'll see anchors and networks and people getting on board with it. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of coverage that comes in from the outside, a lot of digital. I think there's going to be amazing content. Do you think there'll be a lasting effect? I know what I think, but I want to know what you think. A lasting effect after the World Cup where maybe we spur on and get a few more young journalists and people involved in the sport of soccer?
I think the answer is yes, right? And we are even as Team Houston pushing some of that because we believe, right, as you and I nicely explained on the PR day, right, is that soccer as a share of sports coverage is extremely low in Houston, right? I mean, it is about 10%. In other parts of the world, of course, it's a lot higher, right? I mean, if you go to Europe, it's 75% and up. But if you go to Miami, it's 30%. We know why that effect is. And then there's, let's say, 20% in LA. So overall, in the US, it's still low. It has to do with, let's say, the popularity of the sport. But Houston is very low. And if you then consider that we have this large fan base, there's a disconnect. And that means that I think there is an opportunity for a new, let's say, generation of reporters, maybe even a new generation of media platforms that's going to take on that opportunity. And don't be surprised if we are maybe one of them, right?
I really hope that happens. By the way, what I was trying to say was that Lionel Messi jumped up the coverage in Miami in incredible ways, and people actually relocated from Argentina there to do coverage of him, which is pretty amazing. 16 cities are going to host across North America, which is the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. What other piece do you feel like right now is the biggest thing in your mind? I know there's a lot of things buzzing around in your mind, but it does seem a little bit quiet. What's the biggest piece in your mind right now?
Well, I mean, it continues to be awareness, right? I mean, there's, of course, a lot of, let's say, operational things that you can worry about. I'm sure we're going to go run into some of that. But, I mean, the city claims, okay, we got it all covered. But I think that the thing that hasn't been covered continues to be awareness, right? I mean, if I drive through the city of Houston, we are going to have in, 215 days, the biggest sporting event on planet Earth ever. I mean, it's like you don't notice that per se, right? And every day I can still get somebody excited about what is coming. And I would have expected that we would have had much more work done there. And so that continues to be our mission and our passion. But I think the awareness of the opportunity and not just like, okay, you can make a quick money. No. The opportunity to connect with the sport, the opportunity to really elevate with that Houston to a different level in soccer rankings in the U.S. And I'm not just talking about Dynamo ranking. I'm talking about us being recognized as a soccer city. You know, there's just that is, for me, still mind-boggling why we're not putting more effort onto that.
Yeah, the awareness side of it, I would expect more at airports and things like that. I don't know if there's FIFA restrictions on this, but that's definitely a big piece about it. And we do have World Cup history. We've had World Cup players come in, play for teams in this city that have come in with other teams. The amount of content internationally that's going on over at Energy Stadium is ridiculous. 7 games will be played there. And by the way, once the rodeo's over, that's when they begin the grass installation. We'll get David Fletcher of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment on here again soon.
Yeah. And one thing I mentioned this morning, right, we were for a group of people at the Chamber of Commerce for the Woodlands, is like, we are the most diverse city. And so we say all the time, we're the most diverse city, most diverse city, most diverse city. So if we're the most diverse city, we're basically a reflection of the world. And if we are a reflection of the world, right, wouldn't then be the number one sport of the world higher on the list? And again, it goes back to, a lot of it is happening, but it is invisible and it's quiet, right? I mean, take the example of what happened with the event of El Clásico, which was a total eye-opener for me. It's like, oh my God, we have a couple of thousand people on a Sunday morning going to an event here in Houston. And how much have we seen about that one in the media? Not much, I think.
Yeah, probably only in the Hispanic media. That's for sure. I know everybody talks about the economic impact of World Cup 2026. That's a real focus. You mentioned that, and you said this, and I've taken this from you, that this is not just a World Cup for the Fortune 500 companies. Take that a little bit further for me.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have a couple of hundred thousand small and medium businesses, right, in the larger Houston metro area. You also hear regularly that the economy of the United States runs on the small and medium business, right? So the small and medium business is also the engine of the economy here. Yes, we have some big hitters, some very big companies. They are obviously involved at the upper levels of sponsorship, and that's fantastic that those companies are there and that they are sponsoring the event. But there is a lot of opportunity that is, let's say, at a much lower level where you can engage with the sport, where you can engage with the tournament, and that's where the business opportunity is for small and medium businesses. And those can be franchisees of major big businesses that are going to participate, but it can also be solopreneurs, right? That was one of the things why we were also asked out to highlight those opportunities. And they're endless. They're in so many places. The obvious ones are hospitality, but it's also content creation. It's audio video production. It is legal services, translation services, you name it. I mean, if you want to be part of this, you can be part of this. But you need to help people a little bit with pointing them to, like, where this opportunity is and how big this opportunity is.
All right, that's part one with Jan-Luc Blackborn of Team Houston. Really good information there. We continue on with the show. Part two will come up next with Jan-Luc. I want to remind you here of a couple of events. December 5th is the World Cup draw. We're going to find out who's coming to Houston, Texas. Senate Avenue Brewing, December 1st, we will have a live Soccer Matters out there. Monday Night Football, next Monday. See you there at the Post on the 17th. Monday Night Football, FUTBOL, 1982.eventbrite.com. That's about the 82 World Cup. What comes to my mind right away was that quarterfinal between Brazil and Italy, and of course, Paolo Rossi. All right, we'll take a break. Let's come back with part two.
ESPN 97.5.
This is Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup.
Presented by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist, NRG, and Quanta.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup. Here is part two with Jan-Luc Blackborn. Jan-Luc Blackborn, Team Houston. You can get information on all the events Team Houston does, team-houston.com. It's interesting what you said. When a mass of people like this is going to come here, people are going to get hospitalized. People are going to need a lawyer. People are going to need shelter, food. It's all those things that come along with it. People are going to want to take something home as a souvenir. Maybe it's a cowboy hat. Maybe it's a pair of cowboy boots.
Yep.
They're going to want to visit our parks. They're going to want to make a run to Austin. There is so much that's going to be going on here. And it's not just going to be there will be a lot of 24/7 partiers, especially if the Dutch make it. But there are going to be people that want to get to know the city. And this is a beautiful piece to extol our city to the world, right?
Yep, absolutely. And I would say the larger city. Right. I mean, so again, we were this morning at the Woodlands and people were just wondering a little bit. And I said, you know, the city of Houston is going to be full very quick. right? And so hotels are going to be full. People are going to go look for alternative options. So this is your opportunity to shine. And don't wait with shining. Be proactive with shining, right? So plan your hotel rooms, not as hotel rooms, but maybe have hotel rooms with shuttles or hotel rooms with even watch parties at the hotels or hotel rooms where you have services for taking care of your children, because people are going to come from all over the world. This is their opportunity to see the United States. So it is, for many, it is what I would call a soccer plus experience, right? Or a World Cup plus experience. And take the Europeans. They have 4 weeks of vacation. This is the perfect time to come here and explore much more than only the tournament, right? And if you turn that around, that is where also opportunity is.
Yeah, we want them to stay in Houston and learn about Houston, but there Absolutely. Are people that I think are going to use Houston as a base. They can shoot to Dallas. They can shoot to Kansas City and catch other games.
Yep.
Be able to jump in a rental car and go to San Antonio and see the Alamo. There's going to be all kinds of amazing things that I think are going to get spurned out of this. Now, I want to take it away from the commerce side of it and the business side of it, and I want to talk about the after effects of this. And I just think there's going to be a lot of wonderful organic stuff that occurs here. For the Houstonians that are lucky enough to go to games, bring their kids, these will be moments that are indelibly etched in their mind. Like you and I have our World Cup moment that opened yep. our eyes to it, right? Mine was 74. Yep. What was yours again, Jan-Luc?
2014, Brazil in Salvador in the stadium, the Van Persie goal against Spain.
Okay, there you go.
Unforgettable.
So I mean, I think that stuff's going to occur. And I hope every single youth coach is out there like a Pied Piper right now, talking to the kids about what's coming and building the excitement. Every single coach in Houston should be doing that right now, because it ultimately becomes a form of player development. The fact that this event is going to be held in our city, and that's going to be some pretty remarkable history. Some thoughts on that and the organic stuff that's going to occur.
Well, yeah, I mean, so again, you see all these growth projections, right? And they're going to go hit at every level. So they're going to hit at the recreational level. So there's going to be more people who are going to do recreational soccer. There's probably maybe going to be business leagues, right? Corporate leagues are going to be inspired, certainly be played. clearly, the academies are going to grow. And likely there's going to be even more academies, right? So all of that is going to grow. So the ground underneath the sport, right? The basis is going to grow dramatically. And that's going to take its way all the way up. So, and that hopefully translates into some positive effects to what's happening in one of the stadiums here, you know, but it's going to grow at all levels. And again, what I mentioned this morning to the business community, it's not only for you to take, but also for you to contribute, right? So this city can still use more resources for soccer, whether or not it's more fields, more coaches, better coaches, you name it. The business community can contribute to that. And that's another piece that I think can also be made more visible. How can I contribute, right? Because you have both sides. You have businesses that want to collect the money, but you also have maybe businesses that say, I want to donate or sponsor. And they are maybe not aware of what the needs are. So if this is going to grow, those two sides of the opportunity are going to be there.
Yeah, we do need more fields. I mean, the growth of participation has outgrown fields here. There's also clubs that have established themselves in recent times based on the fact that they know the World Cup is coming here and it's going to get a big, big jolt. Another thing I would like my listeners to know is that there are scouts and informal scouts from all over the world that are here in Houston, and they are looking for talented soccer players. They're looking for dual nationals in the case of Mexico and other countries, El Salvador. That's a fact. And this is a soccer city. We have not been very good at marketing it, but this is an amazing soccer city. Yep. And a large reason why we're having the World Cup is also the big dot on top of the I, which is the content that comes through Energy Stadium and has sold out, you know, games with Argentina, on and on we go, Manchester United, Real Madrid, Barcelona, they've all played here. This opened the eyes of the world to what Houston is about soccer-wise. So to Jean-Luc's point, if you're involved in business, why wouldn't you want to get hooked into that base?
Yeah, and you can start very easily, right? I mean, so you can just start by going to a match, right? And you know that we're trying to do that effort with Team Houston. So right now there are no Dynamo games, but we put on our calendar, we're supporting our friends from Australia and Venezuela, right? There's a soccer match this Friday in the Shell Energy Stadium. Yeah, so of course, and those are the kind of things where they seem so invisible, they seem so innocent, but you can pick up part of the vibe and the atmosphere there, right? I mean, so Australia is a good team. I saw them, right, 2014. And so it's exciting. And that's, by the way, an example of a country where you have people here in the city who are very active, who are very passionate. And I know that that community is very excited that that game is happening here. So it's in a lot of pockets, but if you add all these pockets together, it goes back to, again, right? I mean, Houston is a soccer city.
Yeah, by the way, Australia has qualified for the World Cup. So if you're going down to that Friday night, you're going to get, to the listeners out there, you're going to get a look at a team that is in the World Cup. They just played the U.S. recently. The U.S. has games coming up, as we mentioned in segment one, against Paraguay and Uruguay, which are very good competitive matches. And Mexico is going to be playing one game down in Torreon, Mexico, and then they will play in the Alamo Dome against Paraguay on the 18th. So there's, if you want to catch Mexico in the Alamo Dome and you want to see Paraguay, you can go that way too. Jean-Luc Blackbourne joining us here, Team Houston, team/houston.com. You've seen him come out at some of the Soccer Matters radio shows. You'll see him out there again. Back to the Dynamo, and you attended a lot of games to get a feel for the Dynamo this year.
Yep.
Impressions?
Well, I love their color. I love their color.
Well, we give you the hook. You gotta be upfront.
No, I basically, because of the Team Houston effort, I really started paying attention, right? Because we wanted to make sure to support the local, the most important franchise we have locally. And it's been very interesting to see what's going on. There were, of course, some good matches, but towards the end, I mean, it didn't play out and became a little disappointing. Disappointed. I mean, I think that... for again the size of the city that we are, I think we can do much better. And then, and now also having, let's say, made a deeper look into MLS and what you see happening and how some of the teams are really, really coming out of cities that you think like, really? And where are we? Right? So just translates into opportunity, I think. That's how I feel. Like, I mean, I got to know, like, okay, what's going on there. I think it's a great atmosphere. It has potential to be super, super great. That's what I see.
Yeah. So I'm going to slightly, I think you're being a little kinder than I am. And the reason, because I look around the country and I see FC Cincinnati, I see Seattle, they're selling these places out. These places are absolutely packed. And there is a combination of competition, meritocracy, wanting to win trophies in the league, and a business investment. And I think our competitive side and that connection with the front office has to improve. I also think we're conditioned to think a half full stadium now is success.
Well, I'll tell you one on that one. So
awareness on the World Cup. What about awareness with the Houston Dynamo? I don't think it's good enough. People in this town don't know the Dynamo and Dash exist, and it bothers me.
Yeah. So as you know, I mean, I represent a company with in my other job, right, to where we have insight on all those data. And Dynamo trails behind pretty dramatically. So work to be done. I mean, it's something that I think, again, has opportunity. And just take, for example, what happened during the Gold Cup. You and I were shortly engaging there with the folks from Curaçao. And because of that, we got invited to the Curaçao game, which was a game before the Honduras-El Salvador game. And what I saw in that game in the Shell Energy Stadium was just absolutely phenomenal. It was crazy. It was loud. It was, it was a very dynamic match. I think there were some challenges with the referee, right? But it was fantastic. It was what that stadium can be was happening at that moment.
Yeah, we've seen that over the years. When Tigres comes, that's been happening for a long time. And that's why I think for people that have been around it like me longer, in context of knowing what's happened the last 10 or 11 years, and we've seen Tigres come in and sell the stadium out, we want more. We don't want a half-filled stadium. We want this to go next level. It can. It's a huge opportunity, as you say. But it's been so many years that it does fatigue people a little bit. But we're pulling always for the Dynamo and Dash. Jan, I want to thank you for coming on tonight here. Brilliant as usual. I'm surprised you didn't put on a Dutch jersey, but I am hoping for the Dutch to come to Houston. You know why?
Well, because you're going to get the orange parade.
Well, that, but there's something else. Simply because I know how bad you want them to be here.
Okay, thank you. They're going to come. We will know that this Friday, right? So, and just a little plug there, we are doing watch parties for all the UEFA qualifiers. So if you want to hang out with a bunch of crazy Europeans who are literally this weekend going to know whether or not their team goes to the World Cup, it's 6 days of matches, and we're gathering together with the Europeans, with the Germans, with the Dutch, right? Because this is the weekend where it all happens. Let's see.
We're going to get it real fast. The next two games, the first group of them start tomorrow. Jan-Luc, yep. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
That does it tonight for Destination 2026 Houston's Countdown to the Cup. Hope you enjoyed the show here tonight. This is your go-to when it comes to finding out about the World Cup. You can get the podcast of this show at ESPN975.com, also on Apple and Spotify. Big thank you to my guest, Jan-Luc Blackburn, and of course to producer, as always, Brian McDonald. That does it tonight. Everybody, have a great night.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.